Sam Edmonds has been good enough to join us. Pretty big story, the Jack Higgins story that Sam has broken in the last hour. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you on.
G'day, Pop. Thanks for having me. Hope you're well.
Oh, I'm okay, although I'm not sure Richmond fans are that okay. Our chief reporter joining us for Tyre Power. Kick straight with a free 5-minute safety check. And by the way, we're coming back to your calls very shortly. Tom in Seaford will come back to you. If you want to jump on the line, 1-300-736-736 is the number. Give us the latest, the Jack Higgins story. Where's he going?
Well, this is, I think, what happens to good sides, isn't it? This is the price they pay. You just can't fit everyone in, can you? And that is the hallmark of a side with enviable depth, as the Tigers have now. So Jack Higgins has got a year to run on that contract, Wayne, but both parties have accepted the fact that he's just fallen down the pecking order there. He's 21 years of age. Obviously, enormous upside, hasn't he? And we saw him burst onto the scene a couple of years ago. We know he's staying in Melbourne. He's not going to Carlton. Now, the jungle drums and a few whispers around the traps, without me betting my life on it, Dwayne, I think the need for speed is continuing at Moorabbin. I think there's a fair chance that he ends up at the Saints.
Just a beautiful fit from where I look.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to expect St Kilda to repeat the dose of last year, in the sense that, you know, they did so well last year with the 5 players coming in. They won't be that busy, but we know they're adding Brad Crouch, obviously, as a restricted free agent. In an ideal world, they don't give up anything to get him apart from his pay packet. And Sean Higgins, and that's obviously up to Richmond and if it is the Saints to facilitate a trade there. But, gee, the kid can play the game, can't he? And obviously had that horrific health scare last year. And played 10 games, I think, this year. But in many ways, they've prioritised, you know, Jake Arts over him, who's out of contract as well. And we've seen the depth that they've got in that position, obviously, over a long period of time, Richmond. So it could be a win-win for the player, for Richmond, and a win-win-win even for the Saints as well.
Yeah, I don't mind the fit, Jack Higgins at St Kilda. I like it a lot. Anything else you got bubbling around that you want to break now rather than an hour's time?
No, not a huge amount we don't already know, I guess, Dwayne. I mean, there's so much intrigue, isn't there, on the Adam Talaors and Josh Dunkley's of the world. I think with Josh Dunkley, while he might not have formally requested a trade from the Western Bulldogs, I think it'd be naive of us to think that the Dogs don't know he wants out. I think he's even told some teammates he wants to go to Essendon. The Dogs, for their part, though, Dwayne, are absolutely steadfast on not wanting to trade him. He's got 2 years to go on a contract. We know the sort of player he is, but for a whole variety of reasons, Essendon really appeal to him. The contract, where he's going to play, how often he's going to play there as well, really appealing to Josh Dunkley. So in an ideal world, he gets there, but these things are never straightforward, are they? And the deadline for trade, what is it, November 12th? I probably wouldn't be holding our breath if this one happens in a hurry.
And I can't believe, I'll play the Bob Murphy grab on Jesse Hogan and Richmond. I can't believe that Richmond would even entertain having Jesse Hogan come to the club. And
really?
I know Mark Stevenson from Channel. No, I don't think so. Richmond, I think they're in the business of winning flags. If I was the Tigers, I wouldn't be worrying about, you know, a special projects people at this point in time. I'd be trying to get the next Basher Hooley, the guy that you can get from another club that comes to your club and he gives you 10 years of heart and soul service. And I just don't know why. Well, here's the story. Bob and Andy talked about it. Jesse Hogan to Richmond. You think there's some substance in it?
Oh, it's 100% true that Richmond have got an interest in Jesse Hogan. No bones about it. Yep.
Okay, here's Bob and Andy talking about it. Bob Murphy in support of it.
Well, there's the value, isn't it? Yeah. And their reputations are assured. So there's no pressure on Damien Hardwick. There's no pressure on Blair Hartley. So they've won the premierships. They've got this en masse culture. It's just in the right direction. They're all on the train. So they can take on Jesse. Take a risk. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Here we go again, singing the praises.
It would be a fascinating... not experiment, that's not the right word, but if Jesse Hogan got to punt road, it would be really interesting to see what happened.
Well, who's not interested to see that play out?
From a
footy experiment. I mean, I'd love. In fact, if Jesse Hogan said to you right now, where should I go? The 17 clubs want me. Where should I go? What would you say to him?
Well, I'd say you could do a lot worse than Tigerland.
Yeah. Go to Richmond. You might play a bit of footy in the VFL, but Jack's getting a bit old. Do a good year your first year at Richmond. Jack's getting a bit older. They've got a young centre forward, full forward, who's going to be there for 6 or 7 years. They're going to be, you're only 25, 26, whatever you are. You've got a lot of football left in you. You're still, you're approaching middle age as a footballer. You're best as a tall forward. Go there.
Dogs need a key forward, don't they, Sam?
Yeah, they do. Look, we spoke about Jesse Hogan yesterday, Dwayne, and the Richmond interest is real. I mean, the Dockers have made it clear that he's available on the cheap, both in a trade perspective and also, according to one club that I've spoken to who has consulted about this, the Dockers have even offered to pay some of Jesse Hogan's wage, which is around $650,000 a season next year. There is a lot of interest here, Dwayne. I mean, I've been told as many as six clubs, both Sydney clubs have inquired. Richmond has an interest. And when you think about it, Dwayne, of course it's a risk. But Richmond, is there a club better set up to potentially make it work than them? I mean, the guy's 25 years of age. He has got time on his side. You can see the temptation. And when you go back over time and look at the players that Richmond have rolled the dice on, and a couple of them are in their best 22 at the moment playing magnificent footy, then you can see the Jots joining up. Without saying he's definitely there, I mean, it's definitely in motion.
No, that's fair enough. But I will agree to disagree. I don't think that some say Richmond are in a perfect position to take those risks. I reckon it's the opposite. I reckon they're in a position where they don't need to take any risks now.
Yeah, just well, keep that's just going. True. But then you look at it and you think, how old's Jack Riewoldt now? He's what, 32, 31? Yeah. So he's maybe got a couple of years left. This guy's 25. Yeah. I mean, I know Marvin or Charles could be a special talent, could be anything. But they look at the age profile of these things, don't they? And in an ideal world, the jigsaw puzzle would make sense to them.
Yeah, I'd be more inclined to give Callum Coleman-Jones a second chance to make his way into that team and develop into a key forward as well, a key forward ruckman. But you're right, maybe a Charles ahead of him at the moment, obviously, for obvious reasons. But I think they've got a couple. But anyway, it's one that we're going to talk about for the next couple of weeks, obviously. If there's genuine interest, there's genuine interest.
Yeah, and I mean, they can keep all those guys, though, can't they? And let's say Nathan Broad leaves, Jack Higgins leaves. We know they've already got a bit of money there because they had a real crack at Zach Jones last year. So the money, you know, even though they seem to be tightish, Richmond, in the cap, I mean, it is there to make it happen.
Yeah, reasonable call. Sam, we'll talk to you later on the program. I'm looking forward to it already.
Thanks, Dwayne. Cheers.